Blog Talk Radio.
Butterfly.
Good afternoon, good evening, everyone out there listening to PMP
Talk to the Twin.
All right, we think we got it. Energy's flying over there. All right, Butterfly's not in the studio with me tonight, but that's okay. We still are collaborating, and I love her because she's here in spirit, but she's out on the scope. She's scoping out new ideas and new things for talk. So, but we're excited about it. Let's give a hand clap, everybody. Clap on. We love you. I love you. Yes, Angel Wing is on the wheels of steel. I got my Mistro here, but we're not going to play a little music at this time. We're going to be focusing on color is everything.
It's Yes. Color brings life, and it brings a wow to your atmosphere and to your room. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes. You know, a lot of times people, they don't understand that when you are in a room or if you're in a space or atmosphere, if there's no color, there's no life. And so that's how we feel as, you know, as we have been in the decorating industry for so many years, over 19 years, we've done it. We've had our own decorating studios and so forth. We've decorated for various clients. So now we want to bring decorating to you through the radio, through YouTube, and give you ladies and gentlemen out there great ideas on how to collaborate with color, with inspiration, with just having a room that spells your name, that you're not decorating for someone else, but you're decorating for you.
For your who? For yourself. Yes, yes, yes. And also, decorating is, it can bring therapy to a room or to a space that you have. It can make you feel a warm, soothing feeling depending on what you want and what you want to bring into your home or into that space. So decorating is really like therapy, and you just never know how someone is feeling one day, and you come into this magnificent room that you have created and you have put your ideas into, and the colors that pop and the wow, and it just makes you feel it's so awesome. Because I know when most people come into our home, that they always say, it's a spirit of goodness. It just makes you feel good when you step into this room. You know, well, we have prayed and anointed the room, of course.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, we love color, so it's so much color there and so much fun. But then there's, you know, the bright, vibrant colors. And then you have those subdued colors, and you have those calm water, you know, ocean-like colors. So you can mix it up, you know.
Exactly. And also, it's there in choosing a color for yourself. There are so many different tricks that you can do in picking the perfect palette for your room. Like, for instance, every room doesn't have to be the same color. I know you would like to stay neutral. Neutral is a good thing. But if you have a room that is maybe a bright gold color, you can use other colors to accent and bounce off of that gold, because the gold color is going to be your neutral color. All right? Remember that. Your neutral colors are like your tans, your taupes, your gold, and not very vibrant golds, but the soft gold. And what colors you can use for those types of colors, you can use your burgundies and your black or your green, and you can bounce off the colors that you really like that inspires you. So, you know, you have to be kind of creative when it comes to color. So, when
and open-minded. Open-minded as well.
Right, right, right. And it's easy to fill a room and your home with color. It's so easy to do. A lot of people don't understand that, you know, color is not a scary thing. I mean, but sometimes, you know, I've seen homes that have, you know, some pretty, you know, dramatic color, which is fine because that's that person's taste, Aggie. But sometimes you have to know how to put things together. And that's what balance is the key. And that's what interior decorators are here for. So you can pick any color. So if you choose any color off a palette, you want to perfect those things. So you need to explain the rules. There are some rules that comes with coloring. And some of the rules are don't go overboard with a color palette and clash with another room. Because the room needs to flow. So if you have a room where, let's say, black on one wall, maybe an accent wall, throughout the home you may have a taupe color. And see that, it will blend. You don't want to have pink, red, and gold, and purple in one whole house. Because that may not look right, unless you want to be rainbow bright. Right?
Yes, you're off that color wheel, off that color wheel.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And then you can use the inspiration like a pillow. For instance, if you have a pillow that has a pop of color, you can bounce from that color and use that to decorate your room. Like from, you know, you can go from dark to light, and you can do it vertically. So you can start low, you can start it dark, and then bring the brightness up vertically, because that will brighten up the room. It will give the room more depth, and also will make the room look a lot larger. You want to look into a large, you know, a nice space. You don't want the space to look too crowded or too tight.
Right, unless you're going for that cozy look.
Right, right. And but, you know, in today's day, the main thing is to give your room life and to open up the room. Because a lot of people are needing space because they have children. I know it's some people that are downsizing. And even though that you're downsizing, because I love the show on HGTV about little homes and they're buying their little homes. Oh, I love the show. And so when you're in a space like that, color, a bright color would be great. You know, not too vibrant, but just enough to give you that light look. So you need to start. Yes, and a great idea and a tip. One of the tips I love is if you want to do color in your home, it's good to start with your formal areas of the house, specifically the living room and the dining room and the entryway. So when you walk into the home, it's going to already automatically give you that vibe of what the color is like, going to be like. So that way you can go from your color palette like that, and it can kind of give you a vibe of how each room is going to flow. So that's amazing. That's a good tip. That's a good tip.
Yes, make sure I hope you're taking notes, because we are giving out these awesome tips that, you know, some people may need help with, some may not, or some just confirming how they feel when they're getting ready to change a space or decorate a space. Because now is winter time coming, and a lot of people, you know, want to change the atmosphere and mood, because you're going to start having the gatherings, and family and friends are going to start coming over, and you want to have that space where it feels like a home and welcoming to those that come. So,
yes, exactly. And then, like you said, the holidays are, I mean, they're right around the corner. I know it's still summer, but, oh, somebody's ringing. But in general, if you look at your color scheme and you look at your color wheel, next to your color wheel, each color is like a blue and a green would be probably together. And those are your more casual and relaxing colors. So if you want a casual and relaxing space, your blues and your greens are very, very, very good to use. Definitely.
Highly recommend it.
Yes, yes, yes. And then it works in, you know, your informal. It's good in your 12, like your bedrooms with the blue and the green. Because you'll notice, like, if you go into a home that has been staged, for sale, that the bedroom will have a blue tone or a green tone to it, because it gives a vibe of relaxation. Because when you want to go in your bedroom, you want to relax. So those are some of the best colors for your bedroom. So you can bounce off of that, which is very amazing.
That is some good information. Good information that you're giving out, Angel Wing. And as we go on, you know, some Thursdays we will be talking about home decor, because that's what we do. And
yes.
And also, don't forget, on Tuesdays we have love and relationships. We talk about all relationships across the board, friends, family, lovers, husband, wife, marriage, divorce. We talk about all those topics and all those questions that you may have. Also, with on Thursdays, we may have a guest or someone on there that may be experienced in other things, although we're experienced in decorating, so that's why we're talking on it today. But we will, you know, talk to someone else if they would like to interview on our show. We just want you to know that you can reach out to us at talktothetwinsshow@gmail.com if you want to be on our show, would like to be a guest, and also if you would like to advertise on this show. And again, I want to remind you, we have a new blog. Now, some of you may not know what a blog is, but I want to let you know. A blog is like a blog. A blog is your writing and your social media and different things. And you have websites, and then you're speaking on topics and different things. Well, a vlog is actually a video. We are going to be doing videos via YouTube. You can find us on YouTube and Instagram, and we will be vlogging different things about ourselves. Yes. So we're excited, and that's new to our show. So make sure you follow our vlog on YouTube at Talk to the Twins Show on YouTube. And we're just starting this vlog, so we want to build it. So help us, let people know to follow Talk to the Twins Show on YouTube, the vlog, because you're going to see us out and about doing different things here and there and talking about our show sometimes. But we may not actually vlog as we're on the radio, but sometimes we will. And if we do, we will definitely have to edit it and then get that up to you. Because, you know, sometimes we just we're sporadic type of people. We are adventurous and entertaining. Ain't that right?
Exactly. And, okay, thank you. Thank you so much for that information that you have given out to our guests. And to our listeners, they need to know that we are about building and inspiring and empowering, and we also love to decorate and give good advice, because that's what we do. Anywho, today our focus is on color, and our topic is color is everything. So we're inspiring color schemes and ideas. So, you know, like we were saying, the color schemes for your bedroom, you want to probably play around with the blues and the greens, so you can have that relaxation. Because I know green for me is like a zen, and it makes me feel, doesn't it?
Yes, I love it.
Yes. And then other things to cue you for things that you like, to colors that you would love to use that look good, or something, you know, you should, you know, dress your rooms in colors that flatter you. Like if denim is your go-to color, consider a navy. You know, or you can look and, you know, and find the perkiest bright yellow. So it gives you that feeling that, you know, that you're relaxed and that you're happy and that your space is, you know, got that vibe that you're feeling. And even if you look at your clothes, I mean, I have a friend that loves to wear black and white. She always wears black and white. Those are her colors. Those are her go-to colors. They make her feel good. They make her feel comfortable and relaxed. So you may want to look at, you know, your colors that you prefer to wear on yourself. So isn't that amazing?
Yes, that is some good tips. Once again, you are just hitting it on the nail, Angel Wing.
Oh, yes. I got some more tips, honey. And so another tip is you may
overload us, my Lord.
Once I start going with these colors and inspiring people in their space, it really good about what I'm doing. So in order to make people they'll feel good about what they're, you know, about to do. Now, one good tip is to use a bit of black in every room. Find the room colors. And it ain't something I heard about. It's something I know about. Cause even, you know,
I know that's right.
When you walk into a home and you see, you know, a color, I mean, it's something about that black that gives it, it brings it together. It brings it together. And it just says, you know, it gives it a more formal or a bigger impact when you have, you know, a room. And it gives it, to me, it's bold. It's bold to use black. And I love it.
Yes. In that sense, that's what you're looking for. So that is true. And also, we want to let you know that you can get information from us if you need interior decorators to come and check out your space. Make sure you contact the Twice Twins. We are so willing and able to want to help you. Call us for a consultation. We would love to come out and to inspire your space.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, it's about to thunder, honey. Thunder.
Yes. It'll be a rainy night in Georgia, but that's okay. I guess you guys, hopefully, I hope you guys are covered up and that you are safe and that you're in a space that is giving you a zen pop. Are you?
Yes.
All right. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. Continue on with the color scheme, colors that make you feel inspired. Like we said, you know, you can use colors that you wear, colors that you wear that gleams who you are or how you feel in that day or that moment. Like I said, I have a friend that loves to wear black and white. Actually, I have on black and white myself. I might be talking about myself. And it makes me feel good. I like how it looks. It makes me look slimmer, and I look good. So I want my to look good. And bold speaks, you know, black speaks boldness. So a touch to black in each room would be excellent. You can do that. It's nothing wrong with that. Exactly.
True. Do we have a song, Mistro, that we can play so we can go to a small break?
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, sir.
You are listening to the twins.
Thank you.
Yes, and this show today is being sponsored by Trendy
Motors. Travel Motors.
Motor Travels, honey. I thought of Trendy Motors.
Travel. Motor Travels.
Anyway, you know what we're talking about. Trendy.
Oh, no, no. We can do how trendy is it. But anywho, we want to thank you all for tuning in. You know, you're going to get a little bit of laughter with the Twice Twins. Talk to the twins.
Yes.
We're all about humor. We're all about fun. And we're all about business. So if you want to advertise our show, you can do that. All you have to do is send us an email explaining your business, what you want to do, and we can send you our PayPal information. Go to twicetwins@gmail.com. We have a fabulous packet offer for you to be on our show and to advertise your business. That's what we do. Thank God. Yay!
Yay.
Yes, and back to our show. On that note, we're going back to our color schemes. We're going back to how a room can inspire you. We love to go with our gray. So gray is a great color. It is a monotone color. It is a color that is not going to be overpowering, but it will be like a chameleon-like quality in your room, and it allows you to use color into, you know, either use it in a warm or cool area and make it very beautiful. It's like a pastel color, and it gives you citrusy shades that you can use with that. So gray is fine. We just don't want to walk in a house and see pale white walls. We're against that. No pale white walls.
No, no, no. We have to do something about that.
Exactly. Don't forget to add a touch of black in each room. That's a good go. You can also use an accent wall. Also, in your bedrooms, you want to go with colors that make you feel relaxed and make you feel calm. So your blues and greens, ooh, and, you know, your grays will be great addition to your bedroom. Also, don't forget, you can go from the colors that you love to wear that represent you, not anyone else. We believe in inspiring yourself in your own space. So that way, when you come home, you can feel relaxed. You can feel vibrant. You can feel the energy and great vibes from your own space.
Yes, 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 yes.
So we're excited to even bring this show into the fruition. We've been excited about doing a show about decorating since we've been doing this for over 19 years. We've owned our own decorating studio, and we've done various jobs for other clients out there. We love it. We love it. Decorating to me is an inspiration for me, because when I see a client or we see a client that has a space that needs to have color or something added to it to make the room look awesome, and they feel like they've accomplished something, we feel like we've done our job. So what we've done is we've, you know, just put together, collaborated together, Twice Twin Two together to add this show to our roster, Decorating Therapy, because decorating is your room needs to give you good feelings, and that's what we believe in. Good feelings.
Yes, we want to brighten up your atmosphere and make you feel at home. And sometimes you want to feel like you're in a tropical space, so we want to bring that to you and to your home. If you can't get there, we'll bring it to you, honey, and we will light up your life with the thoughts. Yeah, or bring that romance in your room. We love to do this. This is something we just love to do. It's always inspiring to do this, because you know what? A couple months ago, we ran into a woman, because we also do commercial and as well as residential decorating. So we ran into a woman. She had a beautiful little children's boutique, and she had us come and do her decorations for her holiday, for Christmas, and we did her windows, and we decorated her store. And she remembered us. We didn't remember her, but she remembered us from some years ago, like, you guys decorated my my boutique, my children's boutique, which was such a compliment to us. It lets us know that we're going in the right direction, that we're doing what we're called to do, because when you have someone that remember you in a good way, that you have made an impact on their life and on their space with color and decor, then you know that you're doing the right thing. So we're just so grateful and thankful, and I'm just speechless. It's just so nice to have someone come and stop us and say, "You ladies did my boutique." It's like, yes, 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 that was us. That was us.
Yes, it was the twice team. Yes.
Of course.
So we just want to, you know, give back in that way and giving some tips some ladies may not know. We're also collaborating to do a webinar on giving tips. We will be letting you have more information on that coming soon, but we're not going to rush it. So, you know, be looking out. We're going to be doing some different things, some new things, some exciting things, and we want you to be a part of it because that's what we do. I always say that. That's what we do. We love to be more up. We love to evolve as we grow. So we want you to evolve.
Innovation.
Yes, yes. We want you to come along for the ride. We talk to the twins.
Yes. Come on, ride along.
Yes. And someone just sent a message and asked about small spaces. So I want to answer that question real quick. Thank you for asking questions. Our Facebook friends are just tuning in and they're asking questions. So with small spaces, you want to make small spaces pop. So what you can do as far as color for a small space, you don't have to paint the whole room. You can add an accent wall. Accent walls are fabulous. We love accent walls. You can use a color like blue, you know, and it will make the room seem bigger instead of, you know, seeming smaller. So for your rooms, you know, and you want to expand it with light, you need to use, you know, maybe a blue color. You can use a, you know, a brighter color. It doesn't have to be a blue color, but accent walls really bring out the beauty in a room. And then from the accent wall, you can use different accessories around the room. Accessories are very important. You don't want to have too many accessories that you look like you have a bric-a-brac
room. Right.
Or
you don't want to clutter.
Right, no clutter. But, you know, a clean, open environment definitely for a small space. So thank you for asking that question to one of our listeners on Facebook. Yay! So thank you all for tuning in. We're about to wrap up the show. This is the Queen. And I am Angel Wing.
And I'm Butterfly.
Yes, Butterfly. You know, we love you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, tune in to us each week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. We have Decorating Therapy. We have our travel show. We also have our show about different charities and events that are going on in the community.
Music and fashion.
We just have a gamut of it all, and we love it all. We specialize in decorating therapy, and we also specialize in inspirational speaking to those out there that need to hear a good word. And just know this, when you're listening to someone, make sure they're not pouring in negative stuff into your spirit. So if you want to hear a show that's got some great stuff on it, got some positive vibes, some fun and humor, you want to listen to Talk to the
Twins.
You're listening to Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.